that deep fuck. Okay. Who are we?
You guys are making me shy.
Okay. Is this what it feels like to have a podcast?
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. It's Nessa and Julie.
Yes, we are here, guys, in no filter, just us.
I am so excited for this.
Like, we're finally here. How did we get here?
You know what? It took about 3 months of planning.
Yes,
3 months. Another month of actually doing it.
Yes.
And then we have about 3 hours of setting up.
It has been 3 hours, guys. We got here so early. It's like afternoon now. And I guess thanks to our producers here that they set everything up for us. So shout out. Because otherwise, I don't think this would have ever started. Yeah, no. I think we would.
Well, if I'm being fair, I just kind of sat here the whole time. And yeah. Julie has like set everything up. And
something like that. And I wouldn't mind setting it up if we knew what we were doing, but we have no idea what we're doing. So I guess if this gets on the air, please be proud of us because we're here. So cheers to that. Cheers to starting.
Yes.
All right. So no filter, just us. That is what you guys are getting. Literally. We are going to be talking about everything, so there's going to be no filter, and we're just going to be ourselves, because if the cameras were not rolling, the lights were not on, the mics were not on, we literally
sit. This is what we would be doing anyways.
Drink and talk. Yes. So
today's video is not sponsored, but sponsored by alcohol. Thank yes. God, because I don't know where I would be without
our bestie,
it tonight.
Our bestie. So this is my number one best friend, and then that's my number two best friend.
Yes.
So we're here.
As it should be.
All right, so a little bit about ourselves without getting into too much detail. I guess I'll let Vanessa start because nobody really knows her. Nobody knows who she is, but you guys know me. Just kidding. Nobody knows me. Literally nobody knows me, so everyone's going to be like, okay, Vanessa. Not to get into too much detail, my name is Julie. I'm 34, married, two kids. That's it. I mean, I don't know. What else do I say?
For those of you guys that don't know me, I am Nessa, and I'm not married. I'm single. I'm divorced. I have been with my kids' father for 19 years.
The baby daddy.
That's what we're going to call him. The baby daddy. Okay. For 19 years. Long story short, which we'll get into another episode because it's a lot. We were together 19 years, got married, got a divorce, stayed together, and now we are done, separated. Like, when I tell you, we have been through it all.
All.
We have been through
it all. No, and the craziest thing is that not only have they been through it all. Okay, so background stories. They have been through it all. My husband and I have been through it all. And yes. All four of us have known each other through it all.
So like we've literally been through it all together, if that makes any sense.
Both teen moms. We had our kids around the same. How far apart are, like, a year and a half, maybe? A year and a half?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
So teen moms, you know, we went through a lot of the same stuff.
And we've known each other for about 17 years.
Well, longer.
I've known of you. We've known of each other way before then. I'm talking about like 12, 13. I used to go to like your house parties when I was
younger. Did you go to middle school? Did you start in sixth grade? Because I started in seventh. Because I feel like I never saw you in sixth grade. Even seventh grade, I have like, I don't know, like some memories. But I know you were there eighth grade. Like, yeah, I know for sure. So I don't know. I think
that's when we actually met, was like eighth grade. We still didn't hang out, but I met you in eighth grade. I knew of you in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And then I don't think we started hanging out until...
I know exactly when we started hanging out. Well, when we became friends, as in like friends, like we would do things together, like, you know, go to dinner, go to each other's houses.
Yeah.
I remember like vividly in my head, the one time, I don't even know why we went over. I think just because my husband and baby daddy are cousins.
Cousins. Oh my God, do you remember? They used to claim everybody as cousins.
Yes, to this day, I'm like, well, no, my husband doesn't do that anymore because he like hates it. But before, it's like, oh, my cousin. And I'm like, okay, you're white, you're Asian.
Like, they were literally related to everybody. Like,
so yeah, so they were cousins. So it was kind of like, oh, you know, my cousin invited me over to their house. Like, I already knew Vanessa, you know, but it wasn't like, oh, by the way, I call her Vanessa. So you guys know her as Nessa. I call her Vanessa. So, yeah, so I remember vividly going to where they live, and Analia had a white onesie.
Oh my god, I used to always have her in those white onesies.
Yes, and she was just like running around, and she was so little. She had to be like not even two. Like she was little, like really, really little. And that's when we started like actually hanging out, like going, like doing things as like families, I guess. And I think Lexi might have been really little. I wouldn't even
say families because like we kicked it off. Like at that point, like it was, we were best friends. Like it was history. Like that was my, that was my soulmate. That was my best friend soulmate.
And I think also because, you know, our guys were cousins. We had kids around the same age. And we knew each other from school. And we were around the same age that, like, you know, at that age, like, at, no, maybe a lot of people did have kids. Because I feel like our generation had kids young. But you had almost like that one friend that like, oh, you have a kid and you have a husband and we can do things like we family relate. Things together. Yeah, like we related a lot. So I think we just started doing things and little bit. Remember we used to live at Monkey Joe's? There was this place called Monkey Joe's and they had like inflatables and everything. And our girls were little. So we used to always like, that was like our meeting
That
spot.
Was like the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, and then, it was like, oh, let's go to Monkey Joe's. Let's take the girls. So we got really close, you know, back to like the family thing. And that's how we became close. But. When we actually bonded, we trauma bonded.
Oh my gosh.
Big time.
Oh my gosh.
Before that. So
I still have trauma. Like that was like years ago. And I feel like now in the new life, I'm dating, right? And I feel like I'm still bringing that trauma with me.
Yes, like leave me alone. Like, no, but that time it was different because we both went through like the same thing, I guess. And I think that's like what made us close at that time. And this was before like kids or anything, right? This is when we, you know how we went to school, we knew each other, but this is when we became kind of friends. I don't even know how old we were. How old was
I? Don't know. I was probably 13
15. Because 13? You're like, because you're 33, I'm 34.
I got pregnant when I was 15. I feel like it was right before I got pregnant. Like, right before.
So, well, maybe 14. Maybe 14, I was getting closer to 15. Okay. So,
I need a sip for this one.
Me too. Same. Pause. All right. So, we pretty much both got cheated on. At the same time.
Because they were cousins. So, who knows? They probably went out and found cousins. I don't know what they did.
Yes. But it was, and she learned her lesson because she's not with baby daddy no more. Apparently, I'm still with the husband. So, what am I doing?
Like, but this was like years ago.
No. I guess on his defense, because I did try to come at him last time. And I was like, remember. And he swears he doesn't remember. And he's like, well, we weren't even dating. I mean, come on, we were like 13, 14 years old. Like, we weren't
serious.
Dating.
Yeah.
We were, I think that's where we were like in the talking stage.
But
like,
back then when we were 13 or 14,
it was serious.
Like, it was serious.
Like
yeah.
when you, there was no like dating. Like, you, if
like,
you talk,
you were with me kind of thing. Like,
that's it. There was no like, oh, you're talking to someone else. Like, you're pretty much like dating them at that point. So, from what I remember of this day was I was so heartbroken. Even though we weren't dating, right? We were talking.
Me and Ever were dating.
Oh.
Me and Ever were dating.
So we went to, it was my cousin's quinceañera. And I went, you know, because it was my cousin's quinceañera. I was there. I remember running into Vanessa. And it wasn't like inside of the salon or anything. It was like outside. I don't know. But it was like she came up to me and, you know, we knew each other from school. And she was like,
that was my chance. That was my chance. Because
she's like, this is it.
And this is, it's now or never. Because look.
Did you plot that?
Did I what?
Did you plot that? Like, were you like,
no,
this girl's
no.
best friend for the rest of her life? Like,
yeah,
let
I did.
Me ask.
I did,
okay.
Actually. I did.
I knew it. I knew there was something iffy about this.
But I seen them cheating. And I was like, okay, like.
Yeah, and then she's like, hey, have you talked to Andrew? Because, you know, she knew. By the way, my husband's name is Andrew. So when I say Andrew, that's him, the cheater. So I was like, she said, like, hey, have you talked to
him? And if you ask him today to this day?
No, like, literally, I want to tell you guys this because it was just a few days ago where we brought this story up. And whatever. I should get mad at him. Where's he at right now? Call him right now.
He's at work. He's being a hardworking husband.
No, never mind. I'll get mad at him later. So it was just the other day also. I brought it up because I was with Vanessa and I was like, remember the day? And this man swears that he does not remember, yes. But it happened.
I remember and you remember. So it happened. Right? Yeah.
Like, there's no way that we're making this up. Like, no way. So she said something like, have you talked to him? I'm like, no. So then, you know, I started calling him. I called this man a bunch of times. Well, this kid at this time, he didn't answer. He did not answer. I texted him. Yeah, he didn't answer. And at that time, okay, you had to pay 10 cents per text. I was not going to text him more than 10
no,
times.
No. It was probably at night on the weekend.
Oh, no. It was free. No, but the text messages, I think, were the text messages free?
I don't remember.
I don't think they were. I think they...
You still had to pay?
They're still 10 cents each. I
remember. So we're wasting our cents on him.
I said $1 and that's it. We're not doing more than 10. He never, long story short, he never answered me. And I confirmed through Vanessa that they were with some girls.
They were together.
Together. The baby daddy, the husband, were with these girls. I don't know if they were related, if they were not related. Till this day, I don't know my girl's name or my husband's girl's name. And I don't remember
my baby daddy's girl's name.
So she's just Mystery Girl. She's Mystery Girl.
I swear I know her name. And when we were talking about it, I was telling him, like, this is her name.
And he just kept saying,
name.
Nope. But he wouldn't say. And I'm like, look, tell me her name. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
They know.
So, Mystery Girl, if you're anywhere on here, if you just know about this story, just come forward. I'm not going to say anything to you. I just want to know your name because, you know, like, who wouldn't want to know a name?
Yeah.
And show me a picture.
I just want to know if I'm right.
Show me a picture of how you looked when you were 14.
Because I remember what she looked like. I really do. I remember what she looked like.
How did she look? No, don't tell me. Okay, tell me. No, tell me.
She had, like, a nose piercing.
Here?
Here, I want to say. Yep. I think it was like here. You know what? It was probably just one of those nights. They hooked up with two girls. I don't know what it was, but no, maybe for your husband. My baby daddy, I've caught him with the same girl over and over and over.
So it was not like a
one-time thing. Yeah, it wasn't like a one-time thing, no.
Okay, so I guess, so that explains why probably she's not with him and I still am. Because, you know, that's happened. Like, okay, you know, take one for the team. Right, you talk to her. You do whatever. Like,
a wingman,
you know,
kind of thing.
Yeah. And they swear, like, that they didn't do anything wrong, right? But I know they did.
If I hit this microphone one more time, I'm like,
I know they did. Because you know how when someone does something and they feel guilty, right? So they try to kiss ass. Like, they're just like, they will not admit that they did something wrong, but they know that they did. So they're like, okay, how can I make this right? Like, girls, watch out when your man's out of nowhere gives you flowers. It's like, why?
Because that's what they did. That's what they did.
Yes. Because right after, so this was our trauma bond. Right after that, I guess.
We never found them that night.
No, we can't be one-sided either. Because they were doing that, so we knew that they were doing that. And what did we do that night?
We were them girls.
We danced with all them guys.
Yeah, all of them.
The cute ones, because
so the hall that we were at had, like, a upstairs, and there was, like, a whole different party, and then the downstairs was a whole different party. Mm-hmm. So that's why we didn't run into them that night.
Yeah.
And then
because they were supposed to go. They were supposed to be there, and then they chose them over us, so,
I wouldn't say they chose them over us, because we were those girls. I was trying to catch them, and we didn't run into them. They must have left before, like, I told Julie about it or whatever.
Yeah. To be honest, though, I think at that point, like, we weren't dating, so I think if I would have seen him, I would have probably not said anything. I would have just walked away, because I thought I was, like, you know, my ego is, like, up here. I would have been the type that just to, like, walk away or look and find a guy. Like I'm literally that type of person that, like, I would have looked the nearest guy and, like, made out with him or something
just to make him mad. Yeah.
So he doesn't know this. So if you don't know about this, Andrew, when you were doing whatever you were doing,
we were out with guys. Yes.
So
we were out popping our stuff at, like, 14.
Yes. So I guess it was a good night. Yeah, I mean, overall.
So then we confronted them. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we confronted them. And the next day, this was probably on, like, a Friday. It had to have been. Because the next day,
we went out with them. I think it was the next weekend.
Was it?
Because the quinceañera was on a Saturday. Okay. And I feel like we went on a Friday.
Okay.
Like, the next weekend. Okay. So we were probably that whole week, we were probably, like, I know me. I was probably sending the long text, but just one because it was 10 cents. So I just sent one long text. No, not like multiple. No, I wasn't like,
you said what you had to say in the typical text. Like,
yeah, that's it. So I feel like right away, like they still, like, and that's the thing about guys. Like, why do they not just admit? Like, I think I get more pissed off about the fact that, like, I already know you're lying. I caught you in the lie. And now I'm more
like
pissed.
At this point, yeah, just be honest. Like, I'd be less mad if you would just tell me, like, I was with another girl. Then exactly. For you to keep on going and going.
It's like the lie after the lie that hurts more than the original lie. Like, at this point, do you. Like, if you want to be with the girl, but don't keep lying to me. Because
we were doing us. So,
so it would have been, like, an even, like, okay, you know, this for that. But I know that they knew they did wrong because I don't even know how we ended up... We were with you guys, right? Because I know...
You're talking about the
baby
next
daddy,
weekend.
Yeah, the next weekend. Baby daddy was driving. Yeah. And then it was like you in the front. Actually, in my memories, that picture popped up. And I think that's the first picture that me and my husband ever took together.
I still remember it.
And we took like... I remember
what you guys were wearing.
Okay, first of all, who took that picture? Because one of them, it's like us like this. And then the second one, we're kissing like... I don't think selfies were a thing back then, so they like were did not. You take?
I probably did. We probably had like the disposable cameras.
Oh yes, like okay, one and then two. Well, anyways, that just popped up, and I have one of like us just like looking at the camera, and I have another one of us kissing. Cringe, whatever. But yeah, so I don't even know, to be honest. Like, it's patchy how we met or where we met or how we
ended up. That's where we started.
Yes, after that. Because we, remember, trauma bond.
Yes.
Like, this is why we're here. I remember going to the gas station. I specifically know what gas station. It was the BP, which when I brought this up to my husband, he's like, how do you remember? I'm like, how do you not remember?
So,
like,
wait. In the meantime, what probably happened was, I'm yelling at Edward because Edward was with a girl. She's yelling at him, because Andrew was with a girl. So they probably were together when we were both yelling at them. Like, you know what? We should take them out the next weekend. And that's exactly what they
knew.
Did.
Yeah. And then our dumbasses, like, fuck them, this and that. And then here we are, like, okay, I guess we'll go. Yeah. Like, whatever. I don't even think we really had plans that day on what we were going to do together. Uh-uh. We were just together.
We winged it.
So we stopped at like this BP gas station, right? I think they pumped gas or something. They both went inside, which I was like, whatever, you know. When they walk outside, they walk out with flowers. Like,
it wasn't even like flowers. It was like
It was a rose. No, actually, I think you got three roses and I got one because Andrew was broke. And Edward always had the money.
I don't even remember that. But, I just remember it was like single.
Yeah, but it was just like, yeah.
It wasn't like a bouquet.
When I say flowers, first of all, it was BP gas station, so it's not flowers. And if you do buy like a dozen, it's probably going to be like $100 at a gas station. Yeah. So it was definitely not flowers. But I think that, yeah, she got like the 3-pack with the baby's breath. And I think I just got the single one. But, you know, whatever. They came out and I'm just like, ugh. Like, you
back
know
then, I think that's why I was somewhat attracted to him too. Because, like, he had more than other boys his age had. Like, he was driving. We were 15.
Yeah, he was driving. That was
no
his car
or
something. No, we were literally, like, just living our best life. Yeah. And, you know, not caring about the world. And
buying us gas station roses.
Yeah, you know, you pump the gas, you buy gas station roses.
What more
did
you want at 14?
Why do I feel like they went in there and bought themselves snacks and not us? That's the thing they would do, right?
Yeah. But we probably took them.
Yeah, we probably did.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know, they were walking out with their little roses, and I'm just like, you know, eye roll. But then he walked in, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, of course, you have to say thank you. So, yeah, basically, they want us back with 3 roses and some baby breath and 1 rose. And,
well, then they offered to take us bowling.
Yes, I think we had no official plans, right? So we had no official plans. Like, we were just kind of
literally
like,
winging it that
night. Let's go bowling. Yeah. Also, we were young. We were 14, not 15. I think we were like 13, 14 years old.
I think Edward was probably 15.
He probably was. Yeah. He was like
he's a year older than us, yeah.
So, yeah. So, we couldn't go to the bar, club, anything like that. So, we had to, like, go to PG-13 places. So, we went bowling, right? That was where we were supposed to spend our night. But before bowling, some cracktivities happened. No, not cracktivities.
I don't even know how this even, like, well, maybe I think I was a smoker back then. Before I got pregnant with Emily. I used to smoke a lot.
Okay, so if, disclaimer, if you are here from, if you know me from the professional world,
this was like,
this is your time to exit. Please exit the room right now because you do not need to know this about me. But this was back then, okay? This was years ago. And when I mean years, I'm 34, so 20
plus.
You know, I was a smoker somewhat, more of like a social pressure because I did not just do it on my own. Mm-hmm. I never bought it on my own. I never looked for it. I didn't have my own dealer or whatever.
Right, right.
It was just like when I was with people, I would be like.
Something that we would just do.
Yeah, just because like it was cool. Like, I don't know, I guess if my kids are watching this, it is not cool.
No.
And do not
I
get
tell my
pressure.
Kids if you do it. Bad things are gonna happen, so don't do
it. What's that Mean Girls, when it's like if you have sex then you get chlamydia and you die. Basically, if you do drugs you die. You know, we did it because,
not that it's a bad thing, to each their own, that's just what I would tell my kids.
No, it's not a bad thing, it's just a bad thing when it's for our kids. Anybody else, go for it. You know, so
we ended up smoking that night.
We did, probably after the roses, because we were like, no.
Okay, like, I guess anything for you. Like, we thought we were them girls after we got them roses. Okay,
we really did.
So then we head to the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. Did we bowl? I don't even think we bowled.
Didn't, because when we walked in there was like a bowling league.
Okay,
they didn't have any lanes available.
And at that point, we were just high and hungry.
We were gone. To say the least.
They had like a potluck going
on. Especially because I think that was also it. Because we were, I mean, I think maybe you might have smoked a little bit, but we were not smokers at all.
No.
So when you're not and you do it, it's worse. Yeah. They were fine.
Like, it feel like the guys were fine. Yeah.
But I know I wasn't. I don't know. I'm talking for myself. I was not fine. So
they had like a potluck going. The league did. Like, it wasn't even our food.
No, it was not our food at all.
And the next thing you know, like, we're walking out to leave because there was no lanes available. And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so hungry.
There was spaghetti. There was garlic bread. There was like some, what it was called? Meatballs. It was like an Italian food that they had at the table set up and everything. And I think I waited until we were in the car, right?
Yes.
And
she didn't even like tell nobody else. So like, we didn't even get to get food.
No. But you know, when a girl's hungry, she's hungry. That's it. There's nothing. So I think when we got to the car, I was like, I pulled it out of my pocket because I think it was also like wintertime or something. Because I had like a jacket or I don't know. So I pulled it out of my pocket and I was like, honestly, was it? I don't even remember. Was it spaghetti? Oh, it wasn't even bread.
Spaghetti.
No, yes, I remember because someone. I was like, oh my God, no! But I think there was a sign that said like free.
No, yeah. It was like for everybody.
It was for everybody, but not for us.
It was everybody in the bowling alley, but not for us.
Yes, not for us. I think it was for the league. So when we get to the car, I remember I was like, oh my God, I stole some spaghetti. Like, I stole some free spaghetti.
And I'm like, what?
So I pulled it out, and I had a napkin, like, just a white napkin, and I opened it, and there was just, like, spaghetti noodles, and I
napkin.
Ate it.
Yeah, in the backseat.
And I did not share. I was just like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's.
That's our trauma bonding. Since that day on, I knew, like, that's my fucking soulmate.
So
that's her there.
I stole free spaghetti. I ate it myself. I did not share. And honestly, you know, this whole thing, like, we listen and we don't judge. I feel like they didn't say anything.
None of them called me out for it.
They didn't say, like, what are you doing? Like, why did you steal spaghetti? They were all like, oh, you do you. Like,
yes,
you just spaghetti.
Yes.
Like, you know, so I think that's what all took off after that. And, you know, after that, the kids came, the everything came. And like she said, I think that's where we
hit it off. After that, everything was history because... Excuse me, we're going to have to cut that out.
Cut.
After that, it was more so like, that's my person. That's who I'm. That's my person at the end of the day.
Yes.
And because if she wasn't going to steal the spaghetti, I was going to steal garlic bread. So,
either way,
what it is, yeah.
But I was more gangster than she was, so I stole spaghetti. But nowadays, I would never steal anything. Vanessa, can you please get that for me, please? Like, I am not that person that I was before in many ways. But yeah, like it's been many years. Close to 20 years. And not to say we've had our ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And it's been more ups than downs, but don't let it fool you. Like, we've been through some shit, you know, like, and I think the fact that like 20 years is a very long time, and we're still here and we're sitting here and we chose each other to do this and to still you know, be friends, because many people are not friends, or they don't talk it out, or they fall out. Like, we're still here, and at the end of the day, we know that whatever it is, I mean, it's been this long.
And when we have our outs for a couple months or whatever, and we don't post each other, and people notice that.
They know.
And they're like, it's Vanessa and Julie, you know. Ooh. And at the end of the day, I just tell people, like, she's like my sister. Like, I fall out with my sisters, but at the end of the day, I know we're going to still, you know what I mean?
And what sucks is that now, thinking about it, being 34 years old, a lot of it was, like, miscommunication. Like, not miscommunication, but, like, misunderstanding.
Yes.
Like, oh, well, I thought, and then it's like, well, we're stupid because we should have just, And that's one thing that when we first started our friendship, we've never actually argued. Like, actually, like, you know, yelled at each other or called each other out, or, like, you know how people get crazy. Like, we've never had that, let alone, like, a fist fight or anything.
No.
I don't fist fight. Nothing like that. It's just been, like, little falling outs. And I think most of it has been, like, just misunderstandings. Like, just, I've heard something, or she's heard something, or we thought something, and then we just stopped talking instead of just being, like, hey, you know. And I think that was, like, a lot of our first years. Like, we would try not to
avoid it.
Yeah, like, instead of just, like, if something happened, if we would have just talked about it right away, we would have known right away that, like, it didn't happen like that. So, but I mean, we're here, so.
Well, we've learned.
Yes.
The last couple of years.
And now we're very, not vocal like that, but, like, right away it's like, hey, did this happen? Okay, no.
We'll go to dinner and we'll lay everything on the table and just say, you know, this is what I heard.
Like the time we got kicked out of Greenfire.
Oh my gosh. We were there till, like, we were the last people there.
Yeah, don't ever take us nowhere. Like,
and then every time Andrew knows, like.
They already know to block. He's like, oh, you're meeting Vanessa. Okay.
It's going to be all night.
Yeah, like, first of all,
cancel everything.
You're not coming home anytime soon. So yes,
because then we get to talking about, like, what we heard and what went wrong or what we need to fix, and then, like, from there it's like, did you hear this?
Yeah, and then it's like we're all the
this.
So, and it always, everything comes out to light. So don't ever tell her anything about me, or don't ever tell me anything about her.
Because we'll sit at the table and just lay it out at this point.
And we also tell each other, like. Like, if I said something, like, if I was like, man, fuck Vanessa, she's being fake, then I'll say and be like, I did say that.
Yeah, yeah.
I did say you
were
being
fake. There's nothing that I or you would say about each other that we wouldn't say to each other. Yeah.
Like, if I did say that, that's because I meant it.
Yeah.
And because at that point, whatever I was mad at you about, I did say it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like, so.
It is, at the end of the day. And that's where I think that we became, like, more than just friends, because at this point, not everybody can talk about anything like that.
And just, you know, be like, okay with it. Like, and just move on, or be like, okay, like, everything's gonna
even
be
at this point, there's times where we agree to disagree.
Like, yeah. And it's like, okay, you think that way, I think this way, but, and that's fine. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Because honestly, like, if we were the same, oh no. Okay. Rewind. Because we, in a way, are the same. Like, this is creepy. We are very, what is it called? Telepathic?
Yes.
Yes.
We literally finish each other's sentences.
Literally. And I should have said that, right? It would have been cool. Okay, do it again.
We literally finish each other's
sandwiches. Okay, sentences. And I think that was part of, not the reason why our disagreements, but we think so much alike sometimes that it can seem like.
I'm always like, get out of my head. Like, what are you doing here?
Get out of here. It may seem like if we learned that about each other later, like later than
I feel like not, at first it was like, oh, she's copying you. Yes. Oh, she's copying you. Yes. Or
and that's why it was very in the beginning, like not the beginning, you know, it's been a 20 year, but like it was very like Vanessa could be wearing something black and then I wear something black. And we probably wouldn't notice, but I think a lot had to do with people.
Yeah.
People would say like, they would be in my inbox or in her inbox, like, oh, did you see that Vanessa was wearing a black sweatshirt? I saw you wearing a black sweatshirt earlier that day. And then that gets you thinking. And then you're like, oh, yeah, she saw my snap and she saw that I was wearing a black sweatshirt. And then now she's wearing one. But whole time, we probably didn't even look at each other's stories. And we're just both wearing a freaking black sweatshirt, you know. And at first, yes, it did come off as like, you're doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, you're doing this. And it's the lack of talking to each other. Like,
well, not even talking to each other. It was more of like, I don't know if it brought us closer. I don't know what it did. But like, now I can see for myself and you see for yourself. No, and
things are weird. Like, it's
like when I tell you guys she's literally like my soulmate, like I don't think my soulmate's a man. I don't
she's my soulmate. I'm married
yes,
yeah. So
but
we can't do this, I'm so sorry.
but
we have kids.
I bet you we're more telepathic than you and Andrew
doesn't know shit about me.
That's crazy.
And we like we're so different. Like
if there was such thing as a best friend soulmate, like that's it. Yeah. Like at the
end of the day. And we figured this out a lot of times because like now, right? Before it would have been like, oh, copying, whatever. Right. Sometimes we'll be talking to my sister, right? Mm-hmm. We'll have a group chat. And Vanessa and I will send the same text
at the same time.
And then it's like, what the hell? Like we're thinking the same thing. Or like she'll buy something or I'll buy something. And then next thing you know, like we bought the same thing. Around the same time, yes. And then it's like, we didn't tell each other.
The Marc Jacobs purse, yes. For example, I had got it, and then she's like, I just freaking ordered that. And she sent me like the receipts,
yes. And I
like,
sent her the receipt.
It was like yesterday, and she ordered it, and it's like coming in the mail type thing,
yeah. And it was like, I sent her the receipt, not so much like I got it before you or you got it before me, but it was like, this is crazy because you went in person or whatever, however you got it, and you got it in person, so you have it. But that same day that you got it, I ordered it online, and we never talked about it. And now I'm waiting for it in the mail. So if we were like the old us, it would be like,
she copied me because she saw that and wanted that purse. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, we never talked about it, and then we ordered the same thing.
Or so, at this point, it got to a point where, like, for her birthday, I had got a cute Coach purse, and I was like, I was in love with it. I loved it so much. I just went and bought her the same one. Like, I knew she'd like it.
And when I got it, I was like, oh, my God. Like, when you had it on, when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, that purse is so cute. So, like, we learned to, like, we like a lot of the same things. And we think a lot alike.
At this point, nobody can tell us anything. Because I feel like we just know each other more than what anybody has to say. Or, like, none of that's going to faze us. Because at the end of the day, we developed a relationship where we can just throw anything on the table,
and we can bully each other.
But nobody else can bully her or me. Yeah, it's only us.
Just us. Like, we can talk shit about each other and be like, you know, but that's it. Like, anybody outside of that is like, no. Or Kayla. Kayla can bully us. That's fine.
Kayla's
my sister, so she can bully us. Other than that, like, nobody else can.
Before we jump any further into this podcast, I want to thank Wicked Tires for sponsoring today's video. We all know the struggle. Everything is super expensive nowadays, and buying new tires can feel like an impossible task. But not anymore, thanks to Wicked Tires in Rockford, Illinois. They are proud to offer you affordable tire replacements and tire repairs to keep you rolling without breaking the bank. They have great quality service, unbeatable prices. They're definitely a shop that you can trust 100%. Thanks to them, we don't have to let the high prices slow us down. Visit Wicked Tire Shop in Rockford, Illinois today. So we are back. We had to refill our drinks real quick. But what were we saying? Only Kayla can bully us. That's it. Only we can bully each other. Nobody can bully you. Nobody can bully me. And Kayla's just kind of part of our squad.
And I think that, like, that explains our friendship. And I think it was really important to tell you guys how long we've known each other, how our friendship has been, like, in a nutshell, you know, because there's been so many things that have happened. That way you understand us, who we are, why we are the way we are.
Why we're doing what we're doing. Because we're literally here. From teenagers to boyfriends to marriage to babies to business to divorce.
Yes. Everything you can think of. Like in a lifetime, when you think of your life, we have always been there. Like, you know, weddings, marriage, birthday parties, funerals, like everything, we have been there. So yes. I think that explains it. That's very important. And I wanted you guys to all know that we have the time, the years that we have been friends, because you'll get to know us in the way we treat each other.
Every milestone that one of us has been through, we've both been through.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing I go through alone, and there's nothing she...
Except when I didn't get invited to Benny's birthday party.
Oh, my God. But I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know why. And I was just like, to be honest with you, I have no idea. I don't even remember.
Bullshit. Look, she still has it. Okay, you know how we just talked about how guys...
My memory sucks.
Okay, how guys, or our guys... will not admit it till this day and will not be honest and be like, this is the reason. Like, I wish you would just tell me, you know what? I didn't want you there. I just did not want you there. And I would be like, cool, I get it.
No,
you know,
I really
look, her memory faded. Like, okay, it all did. Of a sudden, she's been fine, and now my memory faded. Okay, all right.
No, really, like, I'm going to have dementia. I don't want to manifest it, so I don't want to say nothing. No. But, oh, my gosh, like, I forget everything. Like,
so yeah, last time I was, you know, I put everything in my calendar and I was kind of like writing it, and I know you told me Benny's birthday party, and then I was like, wait, should I write it in my calendar or should I not write it until I officially get invited? Because, you know,
and then I was gonna message you because, you know, you're good at making invitations. Mm-hmm. I was gonna see if you could make Benny one. But then you had text me.
You were like, what do I look like asking her after I didn't invite her last year and ask her?
No, it was the same day that you text me. It was like questioning me all those questions that one day. Remember when I was like, don't question me, just tell me.
She's like, why are you asking me all these questions? I'm like, girl, because I need you.
So then there was just so much going on that I was just like, and then I just kind of like.
Okay, but I forgive and forgive. So if you need Benny's birthday party invite, Don, just let me know. You know? But yes, so
that's how we became so close, and I wouldn't change it for the world at the end of the day.
So it's been years. It's been a lot of years. I don't know, a span of 20 years.
To be honest with you, I feel like my divorce with my kids' dad, my baby daddy, has brought us even more closer. Because at this point, I don't have anybody, and that's who I have.
And you know, you would think that, like we've said, we have very similar lives in a way. But we also have very different lives, yes. Right? Like right now, you know, 20 years fast forward, we're here now. This is us. And we are very different.
We're two whole different people.
Yes. Like we can be the same, but we're two whole different people. In our lives, right? Like I am married. I am doing the working, going home, cooking, with my kids, my husband, whatever, you know, and not that Vanessa's not with her kids or anything, but like I'm doing like still the day-to-day,
the modern, you know, wife.
Just the day-to-day, which that's just what she was doing, you know, recently. So and I feel like when we were both doing that, we were farther apart in a way. Yes. Like because you would think that you would bond. But it's like we were just so involved in our just day-to-day life.
But you know what else? Maybe it was because we didn't need each other as much.
Yes.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Because at this point, like, when I tell you, I went from, like, being the wife, the, how do you call it? Like, I had the pants in my relationship to now I'm constantly like, Julie, what do I do? What do I do?
If you want to know, she doesn't listen. So at this point, I'm like, girl, that is not what I told you to do. But I'm here for it. Tell me what happened now. And I think I am living through her, right? Although I am very, I'm happy. I'm content. Mm-hmm. I am where I am in my life, right? Like I couldn't see myself without my husband. But
when you're with somebody for that long,
yes, like I am living through her. Like this is gonna sound a little selfish, right? But sometimes when she asks me like, what should I do? I don't think about her. I don't think of like her. Okay, like her situation, her children, her what she's going through. I'm like, what would Jesus do? Like, what would I do in that situation? I'm like, do this, do that, you know. And I think sometimes. I don't know if it's always good things because, like, in my unmarried world, like, I'm like, girl, go out there, be outside, like, please, girl, there would be a hole for me. Like, you know, no, not like that. You know?
No, yeah.
I love you so much. But just, like, live life. Like, don't care about what people think. Like, do this, no. do that. And I think she's still somewhat attached to, like, the, I, like, what are people going to think? Fuck what people think. Like, people were already thinking stuff when you were with baby daddy, without baby daddy, in between baby daddy. It's like,
well, to be honest with you, it's not so much of like what people think of me. It's more of like,
I think it is also that you were in a relationship for 20 years, let's say, at this point. It's hard. Like, I think that it's not the same world we were living in.
It's not. Oh my God. Like, it is. Like, it's crazy.
How do people even date nowadays? Like, if I was okay.
No. Like, I had to learn all of this all over again. At some point, it was cold out here. Like, I wanted to go back inside.
You're like,
I was like, I'm done. I don't want to be outside no more. Take me back inside. I did not like it.
This is not for me.
But now I'm getting used to it. I'm glad I didn't go back inside. I'm getting used to it. And I'm at a point where it's just like, I don't really think it was more so like what people thought of me. It was the love of my life.
Oh my God.
That's what it was. It still is to some extent. Like,
and
oh gosh. Let me just tell you guys.
This is different people, right? This is not the same people for those of you guys that are watching. Baby daddy, love of my life.
Oh, they're two whole different
mystery
people.
Man. These are all
they're
different people, okay? So I think it's hard. It has to be hard because even though I sit there and tell her like, oh, do this, do that, go out, have fun, go, you know, whatever. I think about it sometimes and I'm like, I wouldn't even know what to do.
No.
Like, I would not, like, if something happened, you know, so I'm happy right now, but if my husband all of a sudden tomorrow was like, I have another girl, or I'm leaving, or whatever, I'm done with you, because I know I wouldn't be done with him. He cheated on me, like, you know, and I'm still with him, so it would be, not that I would put up with that today,
because we're
two whole different people, like, right now, I'm out, something like that, right, but you live and you learn, but I think, like, if something like that was to happen, I would find it hard, just hard in the sense that, like, now you have kids, now your kids are older. Where do you go? And then you think about, like, okay, bars, clubs, where that's where the single people go.
But that's also not where you want to meet somebody either.
So you don't want to meet them there because it's like, why are they out looking like that? But then what do you do? Go to church? Like, well, no, I also don't want a church, man.
I feel like you go through phases to where, like, right now I'm content with being single. Like, I actually like being single. I like dating.
Which I think that's a really, really good... I think that and where a lot of I'm not Miss, you know, love advisor, but you have to like be content first of being by yourself. Single.
Yeah.
And then go out and look. And it's not necessarily that you're looking for someone, like you're looking for your husband, it's just have fun. Like,
and that's where I went wrong with the love of my life. When I tell you guys, like, I'm not gonna get too into detail with it on this episode, but when I tell you guys, like, my first situationship after me and my baby daddy separated hurt more than my divorce.
It did. I honestly, like,
and you even told me at some point.
I did. And I was like, what is going on with you?
I've never seen you be so upset over Edward the way that you are.
No, literally. Like, okay, how are you this heartbroken? Like, girl, like.
Like, it was bad.
Like,
it was bad.
Out, but
I mean, we were never even together. Like, it was literally just a situationship. But it wasn't even that long.
It's always that, like, somewhat of a rebound also. I feel like that's that person that comes in your life after...
Hey, the way that I'm over here gulping this drink. Without,
her straw's missing. Just so you haven't noticed. I don't know why.
I had some in the kitchen, but they were all too short.
Yeah, like it's hard, and I actually admire her for like being brave enough to go out there and even like trying, because and she's a little scary cat.
I feel
like you, I don't know, like you, like it took you a while to even like
go out there,
go out, or like And it's like, girl, nervous. You're 40, day two. I would have been like, where are we going? Like, but I just say that right now. But I don't know. Like,
I was just really nervous. But, you know, now that I'm out there, I'm like, nothing's stopping me.
And the thing is, too, like,
and I don't want to get attached to anybody. That's my biggest thing.
Also, I think, like, for you, it was somewhat different, right? Because I feel like a lot of people didn't know about your situation.
They still don't know about my situation.
They didn't know you weren't with your baby daddy for a long time before you even anything happened, right? Like, it might seem to the world because she
I feel like we co-parented so good that it portrayed me to be like we were still together because we didn't tell our business like that, right?
Yeah, like no one knew. But us that knew, like, we knew what was going on. Like, it wasn't like a surprise, you know, right? Like, Vanessa had to officially announce it to the world. But we've been knowing about this. We've been knowing. We know in their situation. We've seen them together, but not together type thing. Like, we knew it was just like they're there, but they're not together. So, like, whether Vanessa moves on, baby daddy moves on, it's not like a slap in the face. It's almost like, if anything, you guys took a while. Like, it's been a while.
But I feel like we went about it the wrong way. Like, at the time, I thought it was a good thing not to tell nobody our business and to kind of, like, make people think whatever they wanted, like, if we were still together or not. But now, in the long run, I think that it's causing more problems because, like, he's out dating now. I'm out dating now. The guy that I'm currently dating is like,
you're dating.
Dating. When I say dating, I don't mean like, what I mean is like, just kind of getting to know somebody. Okay. Because I don't mean like actual,
when we were 12, 13, if you were dating, you were official. Yeah, like, this is just like,
I'm literally out just dating, like getting to know people, not doing anything with them, just kind of like,
just a friend, go out for a drink, just a friend, go out for dinner, like that's it, just getting to know people. And I am a sucker for love. Like, I always think that everyone has like their soulmate, right?
Can you guys hear me slurp? I feel like you can. I just need to balance.
I can hear the ice more than the slurping, to be honest.
I don't even have ice anymore.
Can you hear me?
No. I feel like my gulps are bigger than yours. I'm dating. Gulp.
Gulp. All right. So if you can hear a slurp, that's just, you know, this is what we're doing. So if you're watching, if you're listening, then, you know, you don't know what's going on. But, you know, the Stanleys are out. And what's in my
Anytime
Stanley?
Anytime we have a Stanley, just know, you know.
Yeah. If you're watching, then you see what we're doing. If you're listening, then our Stanleys are out. And that's all you need to know. Every time we're like, Stanley out, then, you know. Is it coffee? Is it water? Is it Coke? None of the above.
At this point, I just feel like dating, like, I'm just out dating. Like, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. And the guy that I'm currently getting to know, he brought it up and was like, what's the chance of you going back to your baby daddy? And I'm like, I didn't tell him, but I'm thinking to myself, like, you have a better chance of me going back to my first situationship than
the baby daddy.
Me going back to my baby daddy.
Yeah.
And the same with him. Like, he's out dating, and I think that I'm not going to say any names, but I think that who he's dating is more worried about, I don't know what she's worried about, to be honest with you, but, like, it's causing conflict between me and him, and at this point, it's causing conflict between me and her,
and I think it's just, like, a situation that could be avoided, because if you're like in their inside circle, right, both of them, because I still see Edward, I still see baby daddy, I still see, you know, the kids, the relationship. If you've known them for the amount of time that I've known them, we've known them, a lot of people around us known them, you know that the relationship is different.
Yeah.
It's very different. It's not anywhere like...
I feel like we've been friends for years.
Yeah. Like, and it's been like that. And it's not like... When people have asked me, right? Like, I've gone on, like, TikTok Live or whatever. And all the questions I get are always about, what's Vanessa doing? What's Analia doing? What's Viviana doing? Are you Caesar's mom? Like, those types of questions. But it's always like, do you think they will get back together? And my honest answer is no. And that's because I know the situation. I know the whole thing. I see how you guys act around each other. I see everything. And no. And is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't think it's either or. I think I think individually, you guys are really good people. Like, I don't think I would ever stop talking, obviously, to you or to him. And I think you guys are genuinely both better separate. Yes. Like, you guys are just two whole different people. Yes, and you guys are not the same people that were 14, whatever. No,
right.
14.
Whenever we were together.
She's 17, like 18 years ago. So, yeah, it's just people change and it's okay.
We grew apart.
And it's okay.
Like,
you grew apart.
We grew apart years ago, though.
Yes, and you know, and I think people have the perception that when you are not with the certain person, like, you have to hate each other.
No.
And that's not the case, and that should not be the case, especially
if kids
are involved.
He's been my best friend for so long. It actually, what hurts me more is the fact that, like, we're starting to, like, gain conflict over
other people.
Yes. And this is, again, this is for a whole nother podcast. Like, I, like, this is a whole hour conversation about what we have going on now.
Yeah.
But what I am going to say in this podcast is, it sucks because, like, again, we fell out of love so many years ago. Well, I fell out of love so many years ago. And I've told him, I've been transparent with him. And at this point, he has always been my best friend. And now, because we have so much conflict going on, like, we're not, I don't want to say we're not allowed to talk anymore, because I really don't know their situation. But it's getting to a point
where
we can't
even open
your opinion
anymore. You feel like, what can I do? What can
I
not do? And, and the thing is, like, you guys have kids, obviously, that, you know, a teenage daughter, almost an adult. But you still have a child, like, a young one, that you can't just fully, like, not speak to him. You can't just be from here on forward, I'm never going to talk to you again. It doesn't work like that. Like, that's not life. And the people that do go through that, and, like, that's
I would
sad.
Rather not. Like, I'm a vibe. I get along with everybody. So, like, I've tried to get along with him
honestly,
and his
like, I honestly see you as, like, have you ever seen those people that, like, I think of you as, like, those people that, I've seen, like, TikToks or whatever, where it's like the husband and the wife with their new wife, their new husband, their new kids that they had, and then
they're all
like,
together. That's how,
like,
I want to be,
like, camping together or something. And it's
like I
what?
Can drink with it. Like, his new girl, like, I feel like she's into a lot of the same things I'm in. And I've told him, like, can I just meet her? And he's like, no, Susan.
Like,
what do you mean? Like, I'm just trying to vibe at this point.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like, and you are very friendly. Like, my sister says that I'm friendly. No, you're very friendly. So I know you'll get along with, like, anyone.
Anybody.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. And I feel like more people need to feel like that. And, like, everything would just be better. Like, I feel like it would.
In her defense, or whoever's defense, I don't know what the problem is on their side, because I haven't really got to have a conversation with them. But in their defense, I feel like another thing, too, is maybe because she doesn't know me, you know, she, like you said, people that know me know that our relationship has been
done. And if you
done.
Think that you know Vanessa through
social media, no.
It's like, not. You know, like,
you guys have to remember, I pick and choose what I want
of
Vanessa.
That's what I was just going to say, that, like, with social media, especially anything, you know, like, you get to pick and choose and edit and put out there what you want to put out there. So when people say, oh my God, they think it's something drama.
Either I do it on purpose or it's just,
you know, don't pick those minutes, seconds of something and try to put someone's life together, because it's not like that. You know, it's not.
No. At the end of the day, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like you said, like, people that know us know, but people that don't, and she
don't
know me like
and
that.
And I think, like, if you, obviously, you know, you're not going to be inboxing her and everything, but if you don't know, like, try to get to know before you put your two and two together. Like, try,
well,
especially,
also,
like
they're public already. Where me, like, I'm not public. Like, nobody knows what goes on in my life, and I like it like that. So, like, maybe she thinks I'm not dating. Maybe she thinks I don't have anybody. I don't know what
she's got somebody's. Somebody's, like, with an S at the end.
Like what Andrew said the other day when he was like, if only you knew what she'd be doing. Maybe that's what she, I don't know, maybe she thinks I'm so stuck on him because she thinks I don't have nobody else. I don't know what it is, you guys. But at the end of the day, we're done. Like, I really do not see them
going back together. I don't think they will ever
I
go
do
back
miss
to
him as a
unless,
friend.
Yeah.
I do.
And it's not easy. I mean, like, it... More than just a relationship for 20,
But yeah, it sucks because we've been best friends for so long, and I feel like we're like at this point we can't even co-parent. And I never in 19 years expected this because like I am super friendly. I literally get along with everybody.
But like, honestly, I can answer this myself also. If you were with baby daddy for whatever years, I am with husband for whatever years. If you would have never had a child with baby daddy,
no,
neither.
I wouldn't still be here. I would have never wasted all these years.
Me neither.
If it wasn't for me having a child with him,
I'm not saying like, you know, we're still fine, and I think with us the love grew like backwards, or not in like how it's supposed to be, right? Like I think in the beginning I thought that I loved my husband, like, you know, I was not obsessed, but like I was really like, this is the one. And I didn't even know him. We're freaking kids.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, at this point, we just kind of chose them to stay with them.
Yeah. And after I had my kid, you know, like, yeah, like, but I think, like, I thought I loved him, but that was not love.
We didn't even know what love was.
I grew to love him. Like, now the person that he is now, it would hurt me more than, like, back then when I would have back then made a bigger deal than now, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But if life would have never given us a child together, I think me and him are very, not different, but like, I don't think I would be with him. And that's not like now he's shaped to the man that I want him to, because you have to like shape these guys.
Yes, you have to make
and
them.
And even if you try, sometimes like it doesn't work out. But I think like I don't know, like I wouldn't want my life to be any different, but I'm like, I know that if that wouldn't have happened, like I would have, everything would have changed in my life, like nothing would have been the way that is. And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So
I think it's a good thing, because it could have went my way. For example, like, you were able to shape him into who you needed him to be, right?
And he was willing to be shaped.
Yes,
that's what
but then I had the other end of it, to where like I've tried and he was never who I needed him to be.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of it is where he came from, mm-hmm. who he grew up with, his background.
My husband's background is.
I think, but the difference is he's willing to, separate.
He looks at his life like now. And I think also like he tells me all the time, like my family, like how close we are, like my aunts, my uncles, that they've been married for a long time. Like, when he first got with me, he's like, no one in my family has ever been married. Like, he was seeing my uncle, my grandparents, like, that they were married for years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I've never seen, like, no one in my family has ever been married or longer together. So he doesn't
took
know.
It like inspiration.
Yeah. Yes. And that is also back to, like, with anything. You know how when people go through any type of abuse or domestic violence or anything like that, you can either, you choose a path.
Learn from it.
You either learn from it or you follow the same path.
Right.
And I think that's where there's no in between. It's just like either you're going to not try to be like it or be like it.
And
you blame
like
your life
in
choices.
In your guys' situation, he learned from it. In my situation, he chose that path.
And not at all that he's perfect, because you know.
We've been
putting this wall up. We were sitting here arguing. But I've learned, like, he's
but
a grandpa.
But those are small arguments.
He is like a grandpa that I just know that, like, whatever.
We gotta give credit when it's due. Andrew put our wall up.
It's nice.
We love
and then
it.
Watch it come off.
The one like just pops off.
Yeah, so I just know that, like, to get, you know, like, we know each other and we know, like, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
it is what it is. You gotta pick your battles.
Yes.
You know? But I think that, like you said, it depends. It depends on the person, and it depends on, like, I've spent this many years with them, and is there progress? Is there not progress?
Right,
like, what
right,
am I doing
right.
here? You know?
And again, I knew years ago that I didn't want to spend the rest of my life with this person. So I feel like it should have never took me 19 years, but it did. because I had that little hope.
You wasted your life.
I know. But I had that little hope in the back of my mind.
That's any girl.
That things are going to change and things are going to be different. I didn't want to get to know someone. I hate dating. I hate dating with a past. I have to get to know their favorite color.
Oh, no.
I have to get to know, like,
you know, about their color. Yes. Hey, yes. So are you trying to get married or not?
Yes, no. Somebody asked me the other day, like, and I was like, I don't like flowers. Like, I don't like, I don't want to have
flowers. Flower man gives you flowers.
Flower man gave me flowers. But you know what? That was cute. Like, because he lived, what, 45 minutes away? And he still sent me flowers. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, he ended up blocking me.
He ended up blocking me. He blocked me after that, so.
You guys, when I tell you guys, this dating life is crazy.
I could never.
Three people blocked
me. I always, like, every day is like.
At this point, men are more sassy than women.
They are. They really are.
It's crazy.
I feel like they get their feelings hurt easily.
They do. And I'm like, did I do something? Like, at this point, like, what? But I don't know. Like, it's a whole new world out here, right? Mm-hmm. And at this point, like, I'm just out here living. That's what I tell everybody that I meet, everybody that I date, everybody.
And that's what I tell her. Like,
I'm just out here living.
Just get to know people. Just go. Like, don't have your mindset on, like, oh, I have to find the one. Like, whatever. If you're not to get married or be with someone the rest of their life, it is what it is. Like, who cares?
Because we all know. If the love of my life comes
My God. Okay.
If the love of my life. No, just
love
kidding, guys.
Of her life.
I'm just kidding.
She has to tell us. She has.
That's for a whole other episode.
So, the love of your life.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
That's it. That's sex. No, like, we do. You guys want to know about the love of her life?
Let me know in the comments down below if you guys want to know about the love of my life. Because my life has been lifing, okay? Let me tell you guys, my life has been lifing. But let me know in the comments down below what you guys want to know.
First red flag, I never met the love of her life.
Her sister did, though.
Yes, my sister did. I didn't. So I can't, I feel very torn. I don't know where I stand because I don't know this man. Like, I feel like if I would have, like, got to know him, or not even got to know him, because, like, I feel like she barely knows him. But, like, if I would have just had one conversation, I could have took a look at this man and been like, yes or no. But I didn't. So I feel like I can't judge.
But you know what? Like, maybe that's why you didn't meet him.
Yeah. And
maybe that's why.
I could have brought her out of her Delulu world and been like, what are you thinking? Which I've already told her, like, girl, what are you thinking with the love of your life? But we will talk about
We'll get there. Let us know what you guys want to hear us talk about. Okay, guys, so I don't know if you guys can tell or not, but our mics just went out. We are not the ones that originally set this up, so we have no idea what we're doing.
We have no idea.
But if it sounds different,
someone's
that's
getting
why.
Fired
it
today.
If it sounds different,
it was us that we set it up. Yeah, we have no idea what we're doing.
At the end of the day, we're figuring this out. We got our little, you know, setup going on. If it works out, we're gonna obviously transition to something bigger.
Yeah.
If not, then we're glad you guys came for these episodes, but it's gonna work out. So make sure you guys stay, make sure you guys are subscribing, make sure you guys are following, all of that good stuff. I feel like we said a lot today.
We did, and
a lot of what we said, though, needs its own podcast, because
I feel like everything is its own subject. I feel like we have so many things to say and talk about that this is why everything has to be, like, broken down into, like, several.
There's just so much. Like,
and even at that, like, I told Vanessa, like, in the get-go, like, I was nervous starting this, and not nervous because I'm not shy in front of the camera. Like, I feel like we're okay being in front of a camera, in front of people. Like, we've had an audience today the whole time. Like, you guys think it's just us right here? Like, no, it's
no,
not.
There's,
we've
like,
had an audience.
People
so
back
if you
there.
Even hear, like, background noises or, like, random things, yeah, we have an audience. So how is it, like, when they tell the audience, like, hey, clap for you.
So, yeah.
I like the laughs in the background.
Yeah, I like the laughs.
Hey, I should be holding the sign.
Hold the laughs, cries, whatever. So, yes. I don't think that's the intimidating part. I think the part where I was a little nervous about is, like, being too real, which that's what we're trying to, like, bring out. But sometimes, like,
I overshare. That's my problem.
And
I
overshare. Literally, at no filter, just us. Like, if we're just gonna be us, like, you guys are gonna be in for a treat because we literally have no filter. We just talk.
It's crazy.
That's like what scared me a little bit. But hopefully, you know, it's just things that you guys want to hear. And
at the end of the day, this is us.
It is what it is. I mean, we can't change ourselves. Like, this is what you get, and you will get more stories.
Also, we are going to be doing fan stories as well. So, like, if you guys have stories that you guys want us to read and get opinions for you guys, send them to us.
If you're actually watching this on YouTube, if you're watching it, we're going to put in the description down below. We're going to put our email address and just send stories, questions, topics, anything that you guys want us to touch on, just send an email there. And then if you're listening through like a listening
app or something, Spotify.
Yeah, then I don't know. As I said, I have
no idea.
You're
going to have to find us on YouTube.
Figure it out. No, just kidding. just to say the email is just the same. No filter, just us at gmail.com. Go there, send us the stories, and we can touch base. And we can tell you guys our opinion, like what we think, you know, of things. And I know there's a lot more coming from Ms. Vanessa here because she has such an eventful life.
As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to get broken up with today, even though I'm not, like, with anybody.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to message somebody 2.5 hours ago, and here I am doing a podcast. And I have not messaged anybody 2.5 hours
ago. Yeah, and it's very interesting. I can tell you guys that it's very interesting, just me. Every day I'm like, what happened? What's the new story? What changed? So stay tuned because there's going to be a lot.
This is us. At the end of the day, this is us. This is what you get, like I was telling you guys. And I'm so excited to share my adventure with you guys. This is so new to me, and I don't know if it's new to you guys. I actually have some other friends that are, like, giving me, like, single advice that I'm like, whoa, I would have never thought. So this is the adventure I'm living at the end of the day, and I'm here for it.
And I'm going to continue living through her, you know, and just letting her live her life and telling her to, you know.
So
I am so glad that you guys all joined. And if you watched till this point, then you guys are so real because I feel like we can sit here and talk to each other for hours. But the fact that you guys just sat here and listened to us, like, that is crazy. Like, you guys are one of us at this point because who listens to just two random ass girls? This is what our conversations sound like all the time. And
but we can literally sit here, like, Andrew gets so mad.
My husband gets so mad because he's just like, you guys just talk for hours. So when I told him about this podcast, right? So the idea came from Vanessa. And then I told him, not that I thought he was going to be mad or anything, but he, you know, whatever. He's grumpy old man. And he's just like, well, you guys already sit there and talk for hours, so might as well do it. So he knew. Like, when you know, you know. So
he's kind of like our manager.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah. So at this point, we have a manager. We have a production crew. We have a, you know.
Camera crew.
Yes. So we're good. We're set up.
We got our little thing going on, you guys.
But, yes, thank you guys so much for joining, for watching, and
we will see you guys on our next podcast. All right, guys, so we will see you guys on our next podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Bye.